Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For Bills fans. Let's go, Buffalo! By Bills fans.
Only Buffalo is going to win it!
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast with Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn and Alex Jones.
This place is pandemonium!
Here's Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn.
And welcome back for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn, joined alongside Alex Jones. As Buffalo gets set for a bit of a reunion this weekend coming up in Houston. But before we get to that, Sunday night in Baltimore, no, it wasn't pretty. They follow the Ravens 35-10, set up by a huge Derrick Henry 87-yard rip to start out the game. And, it was all downhill from there, Alex.
Yeah, it was just a perfect game by the Ravens, Brad, to be honest with you. They were an incredibly strong team. The Ravens are a really good team. And you know what? Sometimes in sports, someone is just better than you. You know, the Ravens beat the Bills that on Monday, not Sunday night. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, the Ravens came in ready. The crowd was hot. M&T Stadium was bumping. And Ravens just used that energy to cruise to an easy victory. The Bills seemed like they had a little bit of momentum. And then an unfortunate trick play, which Curtis Samuel honestly just needs to eat that. Once he sees that defender break through like that, he's just got to eat it and fall down on it.
Yep.
The Ravens are the better team. On to the next week. The Bills are depleted across, you know, quite a few defensive positions, very key defensive positions. And we saw that on Sunday night. And now they're on to the Texans. You know, a revenge game of sorts. It's a reunion of sorts with Stephon Diggs and Jerry Hughes of the Texans. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yep. So talking about this game a little bit, one thing is offensively they were not efficient that night. 3 of 13 on third down. You're not going to win a lot of games with that. They did go for it on fourth down and did get it. At least once, I believe it was on that opening drive. But, I mean, overall, I feel like that Derrick Henry run sucked the life out of everything, and it was just like a gigantic vacuum play, and it was all downhill from there.
Yeah, and you know what, Brad? It just, I'm just going to keep – it was really interesting. I saw first drive, Bills came out timid, Dalton Kincaid with a couple of big drops, just bad plays across the board from everybody. And you know what? It ends up being the kind of, okay, well, go stop here. Like, it's going to be a slugfest. That Derrick Henry run, I called my brother. I was like, it's a game over. He goes, what? I'm like, it's game over. The Ravens came to play. They're perfect game plan. And you know what? Bills just don't have it tonight. And it's okay. Just move on to the next week. Stay healthy. Move on to the next week.
Josh Allen, still no picks on the season, 16 of 29 for 180 yards. Nope, not great numbers from him. Cook, 9 carries, 39 yards. Shakir looked good, but concerned with that ankle injury. He got that taped up during the game, so we'll have to see about that. But like you said, Baltimore came in, they executed, they played well, and Buffalo did not. And on to the next game. So we'll go ahead and turn the page ourselves real quickly here. As the Buffalo Bills get set to take on the Houston Texans coming up at Reliance Stadium. And yes, a reunion of sorts. You already alluded to there, Alex, with Stephon Diggs as they come to Houston this weekend. Like you said, also Jerry Hughes, another former Bill on the Texans. Too bad Singletary's not there. He's currently part of the G-Men. But anywho, let's go ahead and get into this game. What matchups intrigue you in this one here, Alex?
Yeah, it's you know, the Texans haven't, they've looked good at times, they've looked bad at times. They look like they can't put it together. They're a little banged up, although it seems like they're getting healthier. And so it's going to be a really interesting matchup. You know, they're a high-powered offense. Multiple top wide receiving targets on most teams. Mixing in the backfield, if he's healthy, he's a real threat. I know Laramie Tunsil went down during the game. It'll be interesting to see how his injury is doing. Defensively, they had Will Anderson's third overall pick last year. And, you know, just a team that has a lot of pieces, but, you know, just doesn't, you know, just is missing a couple of things. It's just missing one or two things. So, I think it's going to be a tough game for the Bills, but I think it's one that if they play like they should play, it's going to be a tough one, but I think they can pull it out.
Yeah, and I think so, too. I was there last time Buffalo played at Reliance Stadium back in Josh's rookie year in 2018, where he got hurt, an injury that would keep him out several games, and that's where Nathan Pickerman came in and threw the game away.
Yeah, I was actually watching. I was at the opera seeing La Boheme, and was watching the Statcast on my phone, and I saw Josh Allen go out, and I was like, oh, no, that's the ball game.
Yep.
As you said, Pickerman came in, threw a couple good passes, and then threw a pick almost immediately.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who he threw. If that touchdown pass, I feel like maybe it was to Zay Jones.
Zay Jones, yes.
It was a late touchdown, and it was a beautiful throw. But then
Zay Jones or Kelvin Benjamin.
He threw a pick.
I don't know why I think it's.
I don't. Did they acquire Benjamin?
I think it was Zay Jones. I think you're right. I think it was Zay Jones.
Crazy. Wow. How time has flown here. Well, the Buffalo Bills will get set to take on the Texans. And this one, Buffalo come in slight favorites, minus one in this one. How do you see this one faring right now? I mean, Alex, Josh hasn't had to throw the ball a whole lot here. The defense has been efficient. They've been efficient on the ground. I mean, offensively, I think there's definitely going to be some interesting matchups in this one. But if the offense can go ahead and just sustain and keep drives going like they did through the first three games and get that clicking once more, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, and you also got to look at if Taylor Rapp misses an extended period, Cole Bishop's going to fill in for him. So it'll be Cole Bishop and DeMar Hamlin in secondary to the Bills. A lot of questions around the Bills headed in this week, injury-wise. Have you had a chance to check out the injury? I have not.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and we'll run through the injury report, but at last glance, it was lengthy today, but I think some injuries on this list aren't necessarily concerning, but there's a number who did not practice today. Deion Dawkins did not practice, listed with a hamstring. Austin Johnson did not practice, listed with an oblique. Taylor Rapp, of course, did not practice, concussion. Khalil Shakir did not practice with an ankle injury. On the Texans side, Derek Barnett, defensive end, did not practice with a shoulder injury. Joe Mixon, ankle injury, did not practice. Damian Pierce, their running back, did not practice with a hamstring injury. Laremy Tunsil did not practice with an ankle injury. Some of the noted limited practices there on both sides. Terrell Bernard, good to see. He was in practice. He was limited, as was Teron Johnson, which is huge because we'd like both of those guys in, but only as soon as it's possible for him to get in here. Okay.
Yeah, that's honestly, Brett, that's bigger than anything because those two ramping up to get back into play make that defense a wildly different defense.
Yes. Yep. I mean, it's almost transformative. And you could tell that those two were definitely missed in this one. I mean, it was notable. You know, bravo to Baltimore's offensive line. They could get no pressure on Lamar at any point in that game. And that's something I feel like they absolutely need to do to C.J. Stroud, make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket.
Yeah, I completely agree, Brad, especially with Laremy Tunsil missing time with an ankle injury. You've got to take advantage of that. Laremy Tunsil, one of the best offensive tackles in the game. Obviously, the Bills are without Lavon Miller,
yes.
Which is just, it's it's a little crazy. You know, it's Rashee Rice, convicted felon, find a play. But Von Miller, no charges brought against him, just arrested for game.
You know, and I think eventually something will happen to Rice. I think they're more or less waiting for everything to be adjudicated.
I think they're going to wait until after the playoffs, essentially.
Well, that and convictions. Well, who knows? Rice probably isn't going to play this year, and who knows how it's going to happen into next year. But with Von Miller, this all stems from something that happened last season. It just popped up now. There was the whole assault charges. He had turned himself in down there in the DeSoto area of Texas. Area I used to work in down in that part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Very familiar. So, sad to see that Von's going to be out 4 games, but may he rest, recuperate, and get ready to go because he's been strong through at least the first 3 games in this one. We didn't see a whole lot, limited number of snaps in this last game. So if he can go ahead and make something out of this, continue a strong push, they'll need him down the stretch.
Because who is it? It's Texans, Jets, Titans. Who do we have after the Titans?
Let's see here. After the Titans, it's the Seahawks in Seattle. Tough game there. Dolphins at home at the Colts. Somehow we always...
So he'll be back.
He'll be back for the Dolphins game. Yep, Dolphins game on November 3rd.
All right, so that's, I mean, it's not great, but it's not the worst. You're missing, you get him back for that really tough back stretch of the schedule where you're going against the Niners, against, you know, quite a few teams that you'd like to have on.
And you know what? He's not, the way Buffalo rotates their defensive line, he's not an every down player. His snap count was super limited. Granted, look at the scores, a freaking blowout. But bottom line there, you know, he doesn't have a high snap count each game. They rotate the line. I don't think it's a major hole.
The Ravens game is a little different because the Ravens are such a...
No, that's understood. Team. Absolutely.
But also, I think that, I mean, to be honest with you, you're going to miss his presence. You really are going to miss... Because we saw through the first three... I think he had 3 sacks in 3 games.
He had a sack a game.
And so it's... No, it's that is a big, you will miss that, especially going against a team where their offensive line is down their best player. Like, that's huge. But it's time for Greg Rousseau to continue his dominant season so far. It's time for AJ Epinesa to step up. If I don't have to see Dwayne Smeed on the field again, I will be a happy, happy man. Just was getting absolutely hooked. The boy was getting hooked out there on Sunday. And so, you know what? The less I see him on the field in meaningful snaps, the better.
All right, so what do you make of the reunion here? Stephon Diggs now with the team the Bills traded him to, the Houston Texans. $30+ million cap hit they took to move on from him. Luckily, it'll clear the books next season. They'll start fresh. They get a second-round pick out of it. Things go on. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was a second-round pick everybody thought was going to be a top one, but the Vikings look, holy cow, good.
Yeah.
I think both of them are going to come into the game with a chip on the shoulder. I think the Bills receiving corps is going to come in like, sort of like, hey, we're here to prove that we don't need him. Like, you guys keep talking about him. Talk about us. I think he's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder, basically being like, yeah, I got to show them. Like, even though he asked to get out, you know, he still is going to have that, like, well, you know, they're my former team. I got to show them what's up. It'll be interesting to see, Brad. The one thing I think that you could see early, if somebody tops Diggs, like, hits him, that'll be a telling thing. You know, if somebody headhunts him, he's like, yeah, I'll take a 15-yarder, I'll knock it out. But you could see that happen. I'm not saying like it should or would, but it's not an outside possibility where somebody's like, I don't like the way you talk about us. I don't like the way you force yourself out. Like, stand on the line. Like, if it goes over the middle and taking your head off, and I'll take the 15.
Yep. We'll see what it's like. I would expect they'll show something, you know, how they'll always show players warming up, and they'll show Diggs and Josh embracing before the game. I expect it 100. Wouldn't be shocked if they're swapping jerseys at the end of this one as well, or him and CJ at least. Who cares at this point? Yeah, I think it's important. I think going into a long stretch in between here is Monday night coming up against the Jets to follow. That it's important, I think, to bounce back in this one. A win is crucial, especially down the stretch and against an AFC team when push comes to shove. A very important game here that I think they got to go in and show up.
Yeah, I absolutely do, Brad, as well. I mean, it's an important game, too, for playoff standings. Common division opponents, huge, and the Bills play the AFC South this year. Therefore, you know, looking at the divisional record and playoff standing, things like that, it is a big game. It's also a big game because they're facing up against somebody who's currently, you know, the shoe-in favorite to win their division, a hot young quarterback, really good wide receiving core, good underrated defensive unit. So, really, if you're the Bills, you have to show, hey, we're still the cream of the crop. We are still the thing that rises to the top. One game does not. But if you see some of those similar issues, you see some of those similar concepts that, you know, that Houston's going to take and put it against the Bills, like, it could be a long day for both of those.
We'll see. I like the offense, like I said, long sustained drives, keep the ball moving. You know, spread the rock around like they really did well the first three games here, and just stay in front of the sticks. If they want to try a trick play again, sure. But, yeah, that play, like you said, Samuel should have ate that one. It was all blown up from the beginning. And, yep, there you go. I don't know. I feel anything less of a Bills victory here is disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, like, I mean, yeah, absolutely, Brett. Anything less than a victory team.
Nope. I think those are, they got to, like, take overall, care of business here.
Overall, I think they are better. That's the stars they don't bring back. But the Bills are, you know, a long in the tooth, battle-hardened, playoff-hardened roster. Yes, they have some young guys filling in spaces. Yes, they have some new guys. But their core is still very battle-hardened. And I don't think the team saw so many things.
Yep. Keys to the game in this one. What are some keys to the game for the Buffalo Bills?
You got to get in CJ Stroud's face. Get some pressure on him. Make him feel comfortable. Give him a little panic. The times he's for times that he really felt uncomfortable. So he's a guy. Got to get in his face, got to pressure him. Another thing, too, is you can't let the ground game for the Texans or your peers mix it or two very running backs. And the final thing, honestly, is that, you know what, you as defense got to get the turnovers. I mean, the offense has to, as well, go out there and pound the rock. I think if you see James Cook rushing for like 100, 150 yards, it's going to be a good game for the Bills because that seems to be a bit more of a Texas weaknesses off the middle rather than around the edges.
Yep. 100% in this one. How about for Houston in this game? What do you think it is that the Texans need to do against the Bills to get a W?
Keep it simple, stupid. Attack those linebackers. You know, the Bills have double backup linebackers, backup nickel. And so, you know what? Just keep it simple. Attack that linebacker. That's how you play. Defensively, don't let Josh Allen get out of any sort of rhythm. And you got to stop James Cook. You can stop James Cook. Bill's game plan seeks to do this. It's not the offensive. Of course, you gave it, you know, 20 total, you know, 20 total targets. That's, you know, spreads the targets out of the bench. Not a true number one on this team. And so, really, if you're Texans, you really got to force the Bills into a shootout and say, we're going to take away the run game and we're just shutting it down. Anything, you have to do everything. So you have to pass on us. You have to really put that long game pass game in that we haven't seen so far this year.
mean, that's not to say the Bills aren't good at the pass. It's just we haven't seen it much.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition here of the Buffalo Bills Draft House podcast. Remind you to go ahead and follow our work across our social media at DraftHouseSports.com, at Facebook.com/BuffaloBillsDraftHouse. Find us across X. You can find Alex at TWCallahanDHS. Find me at BillsBruiser. Find the site here at DHS Buffalo. That's going to do it for this edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House podcast. Bills Texans coming up 1 o'clock Sunday on CBS from Reliance Stadium. For Alex Jones, I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. Go Bills.
This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast.
Available on Spotify, Odyssey, Prime Music, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An R Street Media production.